sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. Feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, rock the way we rock it. So don't stop.
Good Day presents Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack and his wife Mary, responsible for the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Lots of information from that part of the discussion, I'm sure, during the course of this hour as we figure out what's going on, what you should be paying attention to medically, what's easier for you. It's always easier to eat well, take good care of yourself, and not get sick. And that's the end of today's program.
Yes, we would just do it.
Yes. All right, so the FDA thinks antibacterial soap is shady. This is something that you and I have been talking about off and on for 10 years or more, how these things that are supposed to get rid of germs, the antibacterial soaps and the sprays and all that other stuff, just plain bad for you. There's nothing good. Getting rid of germs is not what your body needs. Your body needs to be immune from the germs, to build up a tolerance or resistance to them, and you don't do that by cleaning everything away from your hands so it doesn't get in your mouth. That's really, I mean, it's the antithesis of what some people think is healthy. Oh, don't put your dirty hands in your mouth. Of course you should put your dirty hands in your mouth. Not, you know, gobs of horrible stuff, but things that will get into your system and then help you build up an immune. I'm the poster boy for this stuff. Growing up on the farm as I did, having all kinds of stuff around me, I'm about as healthy a specimen as you can find for somebody my age. Jack, you agree with that or not?
Well, the thing is, we try to separate ignorantly, but we try to separate from things that we think are bad for us. Mm-hmm. And so this whole culture has grown up around us that drugs or that bacteria is bad, viruses are bad, so we need to stay away from these things. When actually we live in a community with these creatures, there are more of these creatures inside of us than there are cells inside of our body.
Yeah.
And that there's a greater amount of DNA inside of us that belongs to these microbes than there is human DNA. We live in a community with these things, and that's why we have this incredible immune system that we have. That's why a lot of moms' antibodies pass off into the baby during the fifth month of pregnancy, and also when she's nursing her baby, all these antibodies, because the baby can't make antibodies in its first year of life. And so the immune system is being schooled in the womb, and then it's schooled even further when the baby is finally born to live with this community around itself. So we go through these diseases to build the immune response. And now, because of this culture of insanity regarding this stuff, we have young mothers today who think chickenpox is horrible, measles is horrible, mumps is horrible, and they're doing everything they can to prevent these things. When you and I were kids, these were the very things that gave us the strong, resilient immune system we have. And when it comes to microbial, antimicrobial soaps, this is just this nonsense at its greatest height.
But it's interesting, the FDA has finally figured that out too. You don't often have them get on the bandwagon or something like that. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they have the American Cleaning Institute defended the safety of antibacterial soaps. Well, what do you expect them to do? Their members are the ones that make this stuff. So.
Well, that's true. And there's also, you and I were talking, I think, last Thursday about hormone disruptors. And a lot of these antibacterial soaps contain chemicals that get inside the body of these kids that actually causes hormonal problems when they haven't even hit puberty yet.
Yeah, right. But there's all kinds of stuff that's around. So anyway, the point is, not that I need the FDA to tell me that I'm right, because I know in my heart and my soul and my brain that it's the antithesis of health is getting rid of bacteria. Let me just spend a minute probing the latest podcast of The Forbidden Doctor, because it has to do with dying, but specifically how doctors die, based on a survey at Johns Hopkins of 700 doctors and what they want for emergency care. this is something I think we touched on a little bit last week, but under the circumstances, what is there that the doctors know that we don't? I think that's really what we take. That's the takeaway from this.
Yeah, that's a good question, because they don't buy into the medical fantasies that are on primetime TV in the evenings. They did a study. Johns Hopkins did this study, and they compared how what is the recovery rate of people who need some kind of emergency procedures like CPR outside the hospital, that come into the hospital, and then the hospital, of course, with the family drama and all the interplay going on with the staff and with the patients, watching 9/11. Grey's Anatomy, some of these others, House, some of these other shows, I can't remember what their names are. Anyway, it was a 77% recovery rate from people who had serious life-threatening emergencies outside the hospital, brought into the hospital, 77% recovery rate. In real life, according to Johns Hopkins, it's 2%. It's an actual 2% survival rate of the sense of coming into the hospital unconscious, needing life-saving procedures, and then you are saved, and then you go back out into life and return to the normality you were enjoying prior to the emergency experience. 2% in the TV shows at 77. So people have this unrealistic expectation as to what hospitals should do. And so, you know, you run into the hospital with grandma or grandpa or whatever. Oh, spare no expense, doc. Do everything you possibly can. Every life-saving procedure you've got. Even though the hospital staff knows it's futile, even though the hospital staff knows you're wasting money, they will do this because that's the standard of care. And they'll get in trouble if they don't do it. So they'll go ahead and do it, and then someone ends up in this vegetative state, and that's what the doctors are talking about. We don't want that. So we talk about this in the podcast. We talk about this one doctor, a pathologist in Kansas City, who has no CPR tattooed on his chest in case he ends up in that same situation. Yeah. And the article from Johns Hopkins talks about, you know, to go into that dark night gently, you know, just the opposite of what Dylan Thomas was saying. Don't rage against the dying of the light. Go gently. Dying is as much a process of life as birth is as much a process of life. So that's what we get into. And we spend a lot of time in statistics and different ideas suggested by these doctors.
Okay, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Coming up, a discussion of vitamin B12. Can it help depression and anxiety? Jack will give you his spin on that as a matter of fact. 15 past the hour, Jack, and the Good Day Health program brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Super Beets, which is the circulation super. The super food. It is a food. People say, you take the little cup of powdered stuff, put it in water. How do you consider that food? Food for me is steak and eggs and vegetables. Now, this
yes.
is.
No, no, beets. You're right.
Beets. Yeah. Beets are a food. And you'll get more energy and genuine vitality using super beets than you will any other way. This is the beets are loaded with, or they grow naturally, and other veggies do too, but there's more concentration of nitric oxide in the fiber of beets than anything else. That's why the folks who bring you Super Beets grow non-GMO beets. They cook them, they dry them, and then they powder them so that what you get when you take that canister and open it up, put a teaspoon in a glass of water or in your smoothie or whatever it is, what you're going to get is the purest form of the food. It's not like drinking beet juice, which is pretty yucky, and you got to drink in order to have the equivalent. You got to eat three whole beets, or you got to drink a half a bottle of beet juice in order to get what you get in one serving of Super Beets. So don't be fooled by some items that are around that are trying to knock off Super Beets. Super Beets is the most successful because it works the best. Dietary nitrates convert nitric oxide in the body and opens up your arteries and your veins to get energy, to get your body moving and working, get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body to support your systems, stamina, endurance, and make sure if you got good blood pressure, it stays there no matter how old you are. And by the way, most of the research points out the fact that people lose 75% of the nitric oxide they normally would produce by the time they reach the age of 70. So let's get the blood going, the river of life that revives withering organs. Get it going around your system by using Super Beats. Super Beats available by dialing 800-655-4183. That's a easy number, actually, to remember, isn't it? 655-4183. There's something about that that rolls off of your tongue. You buy a regular order, 3-month supply, you get an extra month free when you mention Doug Steffen. Also get the free book, Beat the Odds. It's all about your health, your survivability, if you will. Keep your blood pressure low. That's the best thing you can possibly do to keep yourself and keep your gut healthy. Those two things keep you living forever. 800-655-4183. Maybe not forever, but you know what I mean. 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
If you trim the trees, mow the lawn, or rake the leaves on your own property, you could go to jail. That was the town council's ruling in East Hampton, New York, in adopting vegetation protection legislation, designed to let nature take back much of the property. A portion of each lot was declared off limits to any clearing of plants or ground cover, and violators could be fined or jailed. One angry citizen looked through the lens of liberty and told the council, "You don't have to read much English and American history to know that the right to use your own property is where all our rights stem from. When I was young, you got in trouble if you didn't mow the lawn. Now you go to jail if you do."
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
All right, so Dr. Jack, again, responsible for the Forbidden Doctor website. There's a symptom survey you can take there that's free. It'll tell you pretty much everything you need to know about your own body. And then from that, they can give you ideas about what to do to sort of tune your body up, if you will. That symptom survey is free at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We can also order the ageless thyroid capsules, the new long life energy enzymes, all that as well. Order them. Use Doug, the code, and get a 10% discount at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yeah. If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, Social Security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384 and talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation. Special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
Yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
After the hour now, Good Day presents Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. The folks, let me just stick with gut stuff for a minute before we get to vitamin B12. Somebody named David asked whether or not the prenatal probiotics is something that's necessary. You have, in order to have a healthy baby, do you need to have a special kind? You are always talking about probiotics, Jack. What about prenatal
probiotics? That's an excellent, excellent question. Here's why. When a baby is born, preferably through the birth canal, that baby, we, as far as we know, and we've been able to tell, that baby's gut is completely sterile prior to birth. Mm-hmm. When it's inside the amniotic sac, there's just amniotic fluid, and that's about all that's taking place. When that baby is born and it passes through the birth canal, it's going to pick up mom's bacteria, her microbes that are in the birth canal, but it's also picking up some of dad's, because dad and mom have been very friendly up to that point, and a lot of dad's microbes mom's holding on to, and that's the baby's first exposure to the outside world that is going to seed its own gut. Mm-hmm. Within 3 days, maybe 5 days, you're going to have what was in mom now growing in the baby's gut, and the healthier mom's gut is at the time of birth, the healthier that baby's gut's going to be. So, yes, we have a free prenatal protocol on our website. Just you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and search prenatal. And the protocol will jump up, and it shows you what we recommend. We have a couple of phases. We have what a woman should be taking for a good year before she considers getting pregnant, and then what she should be taking during pregnancy. And that question should be answered with that. But the simple bottom line answer is, yes, mom's gut needs to be as healthy as possible before birth and before she starts nursing. Because whatever goes into that baby's gut, its first 3 to 5 days of life is going to be there the rest of its life.
Yep, it's something to remember. It's hard to get away from this stuff if you're conscious about it, frankly, because it's all roads, sort of all the arrows point to the same road. All right, let's get to vitamin B12 and whether, as vitamins go, this is an important one. I've always been told it's great. I take it at nighttime before I go to bed. It's good for nerve and blood cells and helps to make up DNA. But what about depression, anxiety, that sort of thing?
It's the nervous system. Certain aspects of the nervous system are absolutely dependent on all the B vitamins, not just the cobalt-based one, B12.
Yeah.
But it's necessary for, probably its major job is the formation, the proper formation of red blood cells. And this is where, you know, the B12 that we use for with our patients, we always recommend, especially tired, listless, anemic, especially if they're anemic. When B12 first came out many, many decades ago, it was only in an injectable form.
Really?
And it's derived from several different areas of processing to come up with this thing, and it would have a short-term effect, which is why people who get B12 shots have to keep getting B12 shots. But it's mostly a digestive problem. Standard Process came out a little later and started putting it into a pill because they started making sure it came from a food source to base.
Well, it comes from meat or eggs, milk, cheese, that sort of things. So you want Standard Process, not an ad for Standard Process, but we both agree because of the way their products are made, they are the best supplements around. These are hard. This is probably the only vegan source of B12 is what we were just talking about, or using Standard Process, because the other ones are all synthetic, I think, aren't they?
Well, they are. They are synthetic. Yeah. But Standard Process is not vegan. There are some tissue extracts in there because there's something called intrinsic factor. And without intrinsic factor, your body cannot utilize B12. And your stomach wall will release intrinsic factor if it is acidic enough. Yeah. And part of the reason why we have so many people who are just so dead tired all the time once they pass 50 or hit retirement age is because their digestive systems have been so weakened by overly processed foods, they don't produce intrinsic factor.
All right.
And without that, there's no B12.
No B12. So B12 is available naturally or otherwise, but you need to have plenty of it in your system. That's what Jack's saying. I think he's right, 28 after the hour.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Napa Know-How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Each year around Labor Day, tens of thousands of people gather in the Nevada desert for an unusual event called the Burning Man Festival. According to its website, the week-long affair is dedicated to community, art, self-expression, and self-reliance. True to its name, the event culminates with the burning of a large structure that looks like a man. When the Burning Man tumbles over, participants are allowed to throw mementos and other objects into the fire. In order to participate, everyone agrees to assume all risk of property loss and personal injury. Well, a few years ago, a man tripped after tossing something into the fire and badly burned his hands. As you might guess, he filed a lawsuit claiming the organizers of the event were negligent. Let's be fair, these lawsuits often end badly for event organizers, but this time the court actually dismissed the lawsuit. And on appeal, higher courts agreed, ruling that by walking near the fire, the man assumed the risk of tripping.
a lesson in personal responsibility that allowed the event to continue for others to experience. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
The hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day with Good Day Health, and Jack Stockwell here with us. Doug is off and running around chasing cows on the farm. We'll be back with us in just a second. So, Jack, I wanted to take this opportunity, Rich McFadden here with you, by the way, to talk about all the kids going back to school this week. If they haven't gone back already, they are finally here because Labor Day is gone and passed, and we're all back in school now. And when I was in my daughter's classroom the other day, she's in the third grade, there was a table, as you walk into the classroom, full of hand sanitizer bottles. And, of course, we heard the news today or this week about the antibiotic or antimicrobial soaps and whatnot. So, and it's a requirement from the school that you bring and donate a bottle of hand sanitizer, every kid. And, I
fads die hard. They really do. And that
what should they be using? Should they just be using good old soap?
Oh, just good old soap and warm water. And the reason we're using soap, and it may have a slight antibacterial effect, but the reason we're using soap is because it softens the water. And when we get softer water, whatever debris or dirt under the fingernails or in the ridges of the fingerprints, whatever else, gets washed off much more easily than if you just get your hands wet and you rub them on a towel. The whole idea of soap, whether you're laundry soap or dish soap or whatever, or shampoo for the hair, the idea is to soften the water because water is still probably the best solvent out there when it comes to everyday dirt and grime and oil and things like that. And so because it's an alkaline material, it breaks down oil-based dirts, your sweat, the stuff that's in the hair, the oils that accumulate on the hand from perspiration or whatever else. Mm-hmm. Just good old warm water, running water, of course. Running water, because if it's not running water, a lot of it will come back on your hands if you're washing your hand in a bowl of water or something. But with running water and soap, that's all you need. And, that's why we tell people, let the dog lick your face. Let the kids play in the dirt. They need this community of bacteria.
bacteria and microbes around them to build the immune system.
But we all get sick when the kids go back to school. I mean, you know how it works. You've had plenty of kids, and you got a little farm going up there. when the kids go back to school, they all bring the germs home, and
right.
the parents end up getting the colds. So should they be washing their hands 15 times a day with just regular soap, or should we all be getting more of the germs so that we can fight off the
more germs? We need more germs.
Yeah.
If you're aware that you have been contacting somebody with a cold or flu type symptoms, the way those viruses get in the body is through the mucous membranes, especially the eyes. So if you've been touching stuff they've been touching, or if you have been around somebody sneezing or anything, wash your hands before you touch your face. I mean, it's just simple common sense things like that will prevent you from getting sick. You can antibacterialize the entire planet, but you're still not going to get the microbe world.
And I know where Doug will land on this question. Is the real philosophy we should fight the germs and keep the germs away to keep us from getting sick, or we should accept the germs and help our bodies grow immunities to them so that no matter what germs we get them? So
should we
tell our kid to pick up the dirty dollar bill in the sewer on the side of the street?
Yep.
I wouldn't have any hesitation to tell them to do that if it was a nickel, let alone a dollar. You know, there's this instinctual drive.
Quarter to the ground.
Yeah, well, maybe a quarter.
My kids put money in their mouth, and I'm like, get the dirty thing out of your mouth.
Well, that's what, you know, a good dentist who's worth his salt, or a good general practitioner, or a good chiropractor that's worth their salt, knows that when a baby gets thrush, which is a candida overgrowth in the mouth, the best way to get rid of that is to stick a wet dish rag off of the sink into their mouth and let them chew on that for a moment, because it introduces another bacteria that their body can easily handle, but that bacteria will kill the overgrowth of the candida that's in there that's causing the thrush. So, you know, when Rourke was in the third grade...
Rourke is your son.
Yeah, he's now he's a junior in high school. He's in 11th grade now. But when he was in the third grade, Mary had a real problem. But they kicked her out because she wouldn't allow Rourke's hands to go through several doses of antibacterial spray during the day, because back then the third grade teacher mentality was the way she would keep her kids well and avoid sickness and flu was to keep having the kids immersing their hands with this antibacterial stuff.
You're walking out, Doug. I was just telling Jack, I took Juliana, my third grade daughter, into her classroom the other day, and the first thing you see is a table full of bottles of antibacterial.
Get rid of them.
Fads die hard. That's a fad.
Yeah.
And that the CDC finally, or the FDA, so whoever it was, finally comes out and says, hey, come on, you're hurting them because the solvent material in that antibacterial solution is getting through the skin into their bloodstream, which is far more deleterious to their health than some bacteria they may have picked up by, you know, touching some other kid that was sick.
I'm going to tell her to use soap.
But that'll still be around. I'm telling you, 10 years from now. 10 years from now, there'll still be people out there pushing antibacterial material, especially Procter & Gamble.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. In a moment, I want to find out more. Well, actually, this is a question that came from Jack has so many credentials. He's a NERCA chiropractor and an expert on how to take care of your gut. He advises patients in many different areas. His practice is in Salt Lake City, and I've learned a whole heck of a lot about him and my body. That doesn't sound right. About him and his point of view with regard to my body. So I have this question that was sent to me by Murdoch, who wants to know good sources of BCAAs, branched chain amino acids. This guy's working out. Somebody works with me at the gym, as a matter of fact. There are a lot of people who are interested in becoming either more muscular or becoming stronger. There are people who don't like whey protein, and that apparently is a big source of BCAA, or the branched chain amino acids. Amino acids, period. That's it. So what is it that ought to be? I was told to eat a lot of beans, lentils, brown rice, eat a lot of nuts. That's what I do anyway in my normal course of events. But are there supplements that ought to be taken that mimic this? I guess that's the question here, the protein that we need after. I guess it's to help rebuild your body because working out takes a lot out of it.
Well, the harder you work out, the more damage you do to
it. You're in a big exercise.
Mary and I have got a great exercise program now called the Power of 10. Mm-hmm. And it's where you work muscles to complete fatigue. And when you don't just do, you know, 3 sets of 10 reps or something like that. You're only going to be doing about 4, 5, 6 reps with 1 set because you are never letting the muscle relax or the weight come down on the joints. The muscle is totally holding it all the time. And when that happens, you're breaking down muscle tissue. And the idea of breaking down muscle tissue is the fact that it will release hormones that create tighter muscle and stronger muscle in its place, which is why you only do this once a week. Now, the BCCs, the branched chain amino acids, we have a product we use called Protofood, which has all the essential aminos in it that will allow your body to make what it needs. This is just another faddish thing that's out there, and there's a lot of synthetic forms of this, and the foods you were mentioning are all good sources of amino acids, but not complete amino acids. And this is where you and I, you know, kind of, you know, have a little disagreement. The only way you can get complete amino acids is from an amino or from an animal source, and as close to raw as possible. This is one of the advantages of sushi. If you can get sushi from a very good clean source, you've got a really good sushi chef who knows his fish. He knows how to prepare it, and it's safe and it's non-parasitic, although there's some parasites in this. There's parasites all over the place. Parasites are part of the microbial world that actually keeps us alive because there are good parasites, unlike the bad ones like teenagers. I just had to throw that in there. But for BCAAs, your body will make this stuff. Now, when people who are working out and pounding their muscles 3 and 4 hours a day in the gym all week long, that is not, to me, that's like somebody who's running 100 miles a week. Our bodies aren't designed to do that kind of stuff. And so that's why we recommend Protofood. Protofood is one of the best raw sources. Yes, one of the best raw sources of all the amino acids that you could possibly want. All a high concentration of the essentials. And when you have the essentials, your body will make the non-essentials that will produce the branched chain amino acids, the full chain amino acids. And I appreciate the question he has. He's probably in the gym. Probably working out in the gym, and again, that's a fad. These things come along in faddish waves from time to time, especially like the antimicrobial soap. There are things that are faddish around the gym, and I think that's one of them. But you know, when you want to protect your muscles, that's true when you're working out, and that's one of the things that the branched chain amino acids do is to help to protect muscle tissue when you're pounding it and pounding it and pounding it with resistance exercise. But there's other things that you can do that mankind has been doing for thousands of generations before somebody had a bottle of the branched chain amino acids in it. And that was a good balanced diet that involves animal products, saturated fats. And when you have a craving for salads, eat them. If you don't have a craving for salads, don't.
All right. There's the word from Jack. I'm not sure that you. This is actually, I think some of the things that you do for the weekly podcast, the ideas come from discussions you and I have on the air.
Well,
sounds like a fabulous thing to do.
Yeah, many times it's been inspired that way. Yes, indeed.
All right, 45 past the hour. You're listening to Good Days, Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Doctor, let me put the vowels in the right place. With Dr. Jack, I could call you Dr. Jock Stockwell, but that probably doesn't sound right. So how about Dr. Jack Stockwell? Makes much more sense, right? 45 after the hour.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft. And I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Napa Know-How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Here we are. Everything is beautiful. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow the conversation Twitter at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show. When I say the show, all of the things that we talk about here, but in this case, when it comes to your body, there's so much information at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The podcast every single week. Hundreds of thousands of people around the world sign up for this. Take the symptom survey that's also free at ForbiddenDoctor.com so you can find out what's going on, get an analysis from Jack and Mary, his wife, as to what's going on in your body. You can also take advantage of, at Forbidden Doctor, the two products that they have that are exclusive to them, the Ageless Thyroid Capsule and the Long Life Energy Enzyme Capsule. Has all kinds of things in it, including that kombucha, which tastes awful. I mean, you can get this. The better way of getting things that taste awful is to have them encapsulated, so you don't taste them. You just put them in your mouth and you swallow it down with your Slurpee or whatever it is that you got, and
sure,
you're better off, right?
There's pancreatic extracts in the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Yeah. I mean, who wants to be gnawing on a pancreas every day?
No, thank you. All right.
So we desiccate it. We desiccate it, put it in a pill, and then you get the same effect.
It's 10 before the hour. Good Day presents Good Day Health. I'm Doug Stephan with an overview of a story that will have a lot of impact on men especially. Information came out this week about an increased risk of prostate cancer among older men who have been exposed to agricultural pesticides, both as a direct result of working on a farm, as well as the pesticides that drift into residential settings. Exposure to methyl bromide and organochloride, these pesticides increase the risk of cancer by almost 1.5 times if you're exposed to it. Men exposed to methyl bromide had a 1.6-fold increased risk of prostate cancer compared to the men who have never been exposed. And the same thing is true for organochloride pesticides. A 1.6 increased risk found for men exposed versus those who were not exposed. This is the first examination of prostate cancer risk among men exposed to pesticides in the surrounding environment rather than at work. California ranks first of all the 50 states in agricultural production, and within California, the highest production occurs in three counties, and that's where the highest rate of prostate cancer is in the state. So there's some relevant information. Keep your eye on those prostate numbers, that's for sure, gentlemen. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Program.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Good Day presents Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell in this hour of the program. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com with questions for Dr. Jack. This question comes from Clarksburg, West Virginia, and Ron wants to know, you were just talking about bacteria and you were talking about exercise. How do the two go together, gut bacteria and exercise? And I think that maybe, I'm sort of interpreting this, but listening to what you're saying, if you have the right bacteria, your systems are going to work better. Thus, we were just talking about those BCAAs and what you need to get for recovery. With a healthier gut, it stands to reason you're going to recover faster. Do you think that's the trail here?
Well, that's true. At any time you're doing exercising, even with weights, if you do that power of 10 I'm talking about, you're going to have an awful lot of aerobic exercise going with it because you're going to be breathing like you haven't breathed in a long time. Mm-hmm. That greater amount of oxygen concentration also benefits the growth of beneficial bacteria inside the gut. But it's the growth hormones that are triggered by good physical exercise, especially resistance. Now, whether you're a bricklayer or a hod carrier or a framer or somebody that's just pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling all day, or you're an office worker that has to do some kind of resistance exercise to make up for that, because we were not designed to sit in an office chair 8 hours a day. It kills the spine, weakens the muscles and everything else. That kind of exercise that I'm talking about is going to stimulate better growth hormone, stimulates more oxygen in the gut, and stimulates the growth of the right kind of bacteria, and inhibits further the bacteria that is, you know, the low-grade aerobic or the high-grade anaerobic bacteria that die in the presence of oxygen, and it keeps them at bay. So there's a strong relationship. He's right. And that great. I'm glad Clarksburg. I lived in Fairmont just down the street for a couple of years. And my mother comes from Mannington, which is just outside of Fairmont. So I'm very familiar with that area. And it's nice to hear somebody from Clarksburg. That's great. But he's got the right idea, the strong, strong connection between hormonal development, growth development, and the overall improvement of the relationship between your body and all of those microbes that exist in you from aerobic exercise and good, strong resistance exercise.
And the way I think about what we have attitudinally toward exercise and what goes on in our body, we are taught from the time we were children. We have had this conversation on the Good Day program any number of times. We are what we've been taught, what our environment teaches us, our parents, where we go to school, what we learn in school. All of those things are important. But it's also important not to give away. We teach our children to listen and to learn and to respect and to pay attention. But I don't think we should give children if we teach them to give away their power to others, then they never have any initiative on their own. And I think when it comes to your health and well-being, very important for you to think. We were talking earlier about diets for children. I think 4 or 5 years old, children are looking around and they think they're fat, so they need to go on a diet. And this is a result of what the things are that are around them that they get exposed to, Jack, whether it's their own parents that are heavy or they see things, they don't quite understand them. But there's this these expressions of concern that people have, and news media also makes a big deal out of being overweight, which is important, but the kids at that age, what do they know about weight?
Well, unless they've been taught by parents who are very conscious of these kinds of things, and they're taught good dietary habits before they ever hit school, then it's an uphill battle completely after that. Mm-hmm. Because once they get in school, one of the first things that first graders learn is to surrender their authority, their sovereignty of their bodies, to somebody they perceive to be smarter than they are and more authoritarian than they are. And some of the teachers, some of the concepts they teach these kids, just like Rich was talking about there a minute ago, walking into a room full of antimicrobial soap. Some of these teachers are having these kids have treats once a week where they're having donuts and cookies and candies and cakes, and they're teaching them to be diabetic even before they get out of the first grade. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, full balanced meals available for these kids, but coupled with the emotional effect of teaching these kids that they're the sovereigns of their own bodies and how to make proper choices and get away from the looking good at the expense of feeling good and the starvation that some of these teenage girls are pushed into for that kind of program.
Cigarettes because
it's
they
terrible.
Think that'll,
well, that's it. They turn to that because they can't get help from any other group but their peer group.
Stupidity reigns. All right. You'll be smarter if you go to theforbiddendoctor.com. That's Jack and Mary's website. Take the symptom survey there that's free. Find out what's going on in your body. Dr. Jack is here courtesy of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.